Hello. Oh, it feels good. It feels good to talk into this microphone again, even if it's for a very awkward reason, which is to say that the stuff you've probably seen about me on Twitter, and what a dangerous beginning to a sentence this is, but that stuff is true. I'm going to be moving on from ESPN Daily, and find me at Pablo Torre. I will explain there what I'm up to, and spoiler alert, I will ask you to subscribe to a newsletter, because of course. But I will also be formally saying goodbye on one more episode before I go. Until then, and otherwise, what you're going to get on this program is a bunch of new and different voices in the host chair, people who can steer the premier home for audio storytelling in sports. And it's going to be people like the guy in today's chair. Today's episode is going to be hosted by our friend and longtime ESPN writer, Dave Fleming. So, enjoy.
So, Tim, I think a good place to start is just take us back to March 3rd in Denver. The Grizzlies have just had a terrible loss on the road to the Nuggets. What unfolded after the game?
Yeah, and look, no shame at losing to the Nuggets on the road. The Nuggets do have the best home record in the NBA, but the Grizzlies haven't been good on the road this season.
Here's Caldwell Pope. Good for three. The lead is 10, the largest of the game, and a timeout by Memphis.
They didn't finish the game strong.
Grizzlies actually led by 7 with 6 minutes to go in the third. So it was a 23-point swing the final quarter and a half. Denver wins at 113-97.
They could have flown straight to L.A. after the game. You know, they were playing in L.A. that week, and the team opted to stay overnight in Denver, where, you know, certainly a city that's not as well known for its nightlife. But look, if you're in an NBA city, if you're really looking for it, you can find nightlife. And John Morant in particular is really good at finding it. Ja went to Shotgun Willie's, which has become... I guess it was well known in NBA circles already.
Ja Morant at a strip club. You knew he was probably having a little bit of a party. It was probably a pretty good time that was going on there in Denver.
The New York Post got the security cam photos from that night, and I've never seen so much cash on any floor in my life. There's dollar bills up to the ankles. He's there and made the ill-advised decision that after 3 a.m. local time decided, I'm partying shirtless in a strip club. This would be a great time to do an Instagram live session. I mean, you know, as one does while partying shirtless in a strip club in the wee hours of the morning, I guess. So he does that, which that in and of itself obviously is questionable enough. But he decides to dangle the gun that he's holding for the camera while rapping along with the music.
I got money. Is it? Man, you got me tripping in this bitch.
Holding a gun in the strip club took this thing from, boy, this is questionable, to really put himself in jeopardy. This has now become a league office investigation at that point. The Grizzlies send him home from the trip, you know, ends up going to a counseling facility in Florida. First, there's going to be at least 2 games, then at least 4 more. Finally, the NBA made its ruling.
Breaking news now, the NBA just announced that Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant has been suspended for 8 games without pay.
For Ja Morant, he has put a lot at risk here, and just from purely a financial perspective. You know, he has a signature shoe that is scheduled to be released April 1st. He had a Powerade commercial that had just come out a couple of days before. You don't want to end up being one of these cautionary tales. Ja dreamed of being an NBA superstar. He dreamed of winning championships. All this other stuff, it can only get in the way. And I think more than the money, more than everything else, that's what's at stake here.
Obviously, you know, super excited to be back with my teammates. You know, that's, you know, the main thing right now. So right now for me, it's just, you know, keeping the main thing and continuing to, you know, go through my process of, you know, becoming, you know, a better me.
That was Ja Morant speaking to reporters yesterday for the first time since he was suspended by the NBA for conduct detrimental to the league. The 23-year-old is one of the NBA's most promising stars, but he has already hit a major crossroads in his career, a place where his actions off the court continue to overshadow his brilliance on it. So today, with Morant set to return to action tonight in Memphis, ESPN Grizzlies reporter Tim McMahon takes us through what led to Morant's suspension, and more importantly, where he decides to go from here. I'm David Fleming, in for Pablo Torre. It's Wednesday, March 22nd, and this is ESPN Daily.
Delicious meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each one-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
So, Tim, you're somebody with an inside knowledge and expertise on the Memphis Grizzlies. How would you describe their resurgence as a team over the last couple of seasons?
I think that last year, it's safe to say that the Memphis Grizzlies led the league in fun. Ja was right in the middle of that.
Morant blows by Primo. Attack! Ah!
The style of play, the way they're chirping. I compared their team to really almost kind of like an AAU type of atmosphere, like an AAU team that really gets along with each other and enjoys being around each other.
Morant blows by Herder, attacks a no-look Conchar, reverse slam, and the foul! Holy cow, what a play!
These guys, they pissed off a lot of people around the league, especially some of the vets, because if they were beating you, they were going to let you know about it.
There's a lot of talking going on here. Ja Morant is going at Carl Lane now. I think he might have got tossed too.
Ja was kind of the ringleader of that, but that personality rubbed off on his teammates. He has the game and the personality that makes market size irrelevant. It's been a lot of fun for them on the floor. It's, you know, they're a fun team to watch. They're a fun team to follow. Unfortunately, it's reached a point now where, because of all the issues off the court, this isn't fun anymore. This has become a very serious situation.
Can you give us an idea, almost step by step, of incidents that have happened that have led us to this point? Because I think that's the thing, right? It's not just one or two things. It's really been a pattern of behavior that just can't continue.
I do want to say, in fairness to Ja, there have been a series of incidents that were all investigated by the police, none of which resulted in charges, right? The issue is there have been a series of incidents. They're playing the Indiana Pacers at FedEx Forum in late January. It's a chippy game. There's a lot of things going on. And one of those things is there's a lot of conversation from the courtside seats, and specifically from Ja Morant's courtside seats. It escalated to the point that Devontae Pack, Ja's best friend, steps onto the floor as if he's going to engage in some kind of physical combat with the Indiana Pacers.
We got something. Guys are up. What we got here? It's a little feisty here. We got other folks coming to get in it. It's pops. Yeah, okay. That's not gonna work.
So FedEx Forum security has to get involved. Devontae Pack is escorted out of the seating area. And then after, and this was originally reported by The Athletic, in the loading dock area where the Pacers are getting on the team bus, a lot of Jaws associates were waiting not too far away, and there was a confrontation there. There was, a verbal confrontation. That ended with Ja getting into one of the SUVs that were there, and as they're riding away, there was a red laser that was pointed out of that SUV towards members of the Indiana Pacers traveling party. Now, the Pacers believe that was a gun. The NBA investigated the situation, and their exact phrasing was they couldn't corroborate that there was a weapon.
There are also reports of incidents involving Ja that go all the way back to last summer even. What exactly do those entail?
There was the fight with a 17-year-old during a pickup game in Ja's backyard, which, Ja has these pickup games that are, he invites high-level high school prospects in the area and a lot of like the University of Memphis players and, pros who are in the Memphis area for the summer, that sort of a thing. And it becomes a he-said-he-said thing. All parties agree this started where this kid threw the ball hard at Ja, hit him in the face, and then Ja, he says in self-defense, ends up punching the kid several times. It is alleged that Ja went into the house and came out with a gun in his waistband. He denies that. Either way, that's a concerning situation. 4 days before that, it turns out that there was this incident at the mall where Ja's mother, Jamie Morant, goes to a shoe store in the mall and she felt disrespected by an employee.
4 days before that pickup game at his house in Eads last summer, which ended in a fist fight with a 17-year-old, Morant's mother got into an altercation at the Finish Line store inside Wolf Chase Galleria. It is alleged that Morant soon showed up with as many as 9 friends and threatened the mall's director of security.
She calls Ja, and then Ja and several of his friends show up, and there's a confrontation in the parking lot with the security guard who told police that he felt threatened. Again, that was investigated. There were no charges. Not necessarily a great look for an NBA superstar to be involved in a confrontation in a mall parking lot. There was another incident where Ja's younger sister felt disrespected at one of her volleyball games. And Ja and several of his friends confronted the girl who Ja's younger sister exchanged insults with. Again, not a great look for an NBA superstar to be involved in a confrontation at a high school. One or two of these, you're like, that's odd. A series of these incidents is certainly alarming.
So one of the few times Ja has actually spoken was to ESPN's Jalen Rose. And they talked about a few of these incidents that you mentioned. What was your takeaway from that interview and what Ja had to say in his own defense?
Certainly, he acknowledged that going on Instagram Live while dangling a gun in a strip club in the wee hours of the morning was rather ill-advised.
What were you thinking and feeling at that moment when you decided to go live?
I'm pretty much just trying to be free. I used that as an escape, which I shouldn't have. And I feel like that's the reason, I made many, bad decisions, in my past.
You were holding a gun. And we both know how dangerous that can be. Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone any type of violence, but I take, full responsibility, for my actions. Made a, bad mistake.
Ja made it clear that he's made some mistakes in his past and wants to avoid those situations. But his explanation of each of those incidents is either that the accusations are lies or that it wasn't his fault.
Now the circumstance that allegedly took place with the 17-year-old when you guys were playing basketball or whatever, I just want to give you a chance to address everything that's been out there.
Pretty much everything, you see on the social media, that's going on with that is a lie. And another thing, I can't wait to, finally, say my side and, actually tell the truth or, what's going on. So it'll finally stop.
Another incident that allegedly happened at the mall with your mom was a circumstance that people now wanted to start back trying to dig into the story of what took place. What can you say about what happened with that situation?
Pretty much the same thing. I got a call. I went to, make sure my mom was safe. That's my lifeline. That's who birthed me. So I went to make sure she was safe. Once I realized that, I left the scene again.
And then there's a situation that potentially happened with your sister surrounding a volleyball game. Can you shed some light into what took place in that scenario?
Similar situation. That's my baby sister. I received a call and, was checking on her safety. Another situation where, once I found out she was safe, I left the scene. Obviously, I realized Ja showed up. And, that's all everybody, really needed to, paint whatever, picture they want. And I realize now, that's a problem. And, I put myself in, those situations.
I think that there needs to be some questions asked and that John needs to answer as far as what exact changes are going to be made. Or, does he feel like he needs to make significant changes in his life? He is a very loyal person. I think he's made it pretty clear that he's going to continue to be loyal to the people in his inner circle.
What has it been like for you to see people criticize your inner circle?
Honestly, I feel like we put ourselves in, that situation with, our past mistakes. And now it's only right that, we focus in and lock in on, being smarter and more responsible, holding each other accountable, for everything. I feel like in the past, we didn't know what was at stake. And now, finally, me having that time, I realize, what I have to lose. And, for us as a group, what we have to lose.
I think that Ja would be wise to evaluate and consider whether his loyalty to people who are part of this lifestyle is something that, helps him achieve his goals or something that stands in the way.
The club, the Instagram Live, the gun, that was enough, right? And the NBA had to step in.
Yeah.
And Ja, he entered a treatment facility in Florida. Can you fill us in just sort of on what those steps were and what his treatment entailed?
They've been pretty vague on that. And I think they've been intentionally vague on that. And the only thing we've heard from Ja directly on that was during his interview with Jalen Rose. And he mentioned meeting with therapists.
In particular, if you don't mind getting into detail, like what were you doing these last 10 days and what did it teach you about yourself?
Just learning, I can open up. I can, express my feelings and that it's, okay to be able to express your feelings. So, I was constantly, talking to therapists. I've been doing, Reiki treatment. I've been doing anxiety breathing, different stuff to, help me manage that and, release, all that stuff from my body.
One thing that was not mentioned was anything regarding alcohol. The word alcohol, the word drinking was not mentioned at all during that interview. Certainly, I know that there have been a lot of concerns about that.
There have definitely been some concerns about that, but we should mention that yesterday, Ja spoke to the media for the first time after returning from his suspension. And he said really directly that he does not have an alcohol problem.
I don't have an alcohol problem, never had an alcohol problem. I went there for counseling.
to learn how to, you know, manage stress, cope with stress in, you know, a positive way, instead of, you know, ways I've, you know, tried to deal with it before that, you know, caused me to make, you know, mistakes.
Judging by the reaction of the team, do people believe that this time away was genuine or just sort of like a PR campaign to put a temporary hold on what's been going on?
You know, honestly, the vibe that I get from a lot of people in that organization is almost a sense of relief. They knew, hey, man, things off the court are getting out of control. And this provides them an opportunity to address issues very directly without fear of alienating the franchise's young superstar. I felt like before they were almost in a situation where, do you enable or do you alienate? Boy, there's no good answer there. I do firmly believe that he realizes that he has put a lot of his goals and dreams and money at stake. Exactly what changes he thinks need to be made to protect all those things, I don't know. But again, I do think this is an opportunity for the Grizzlies to be able to approach him out of concern and to be able to help him with things that I think they had to tread pretty lightly about beforehand. This can be a redemption story. Everybody loves a redemption story. Nobody's rooting against John Morant. This can be a bump in the road, or it can go the other way and become a really tragic story.
Coming up, what to expect from Ja's return to the court.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. When you're on a business trip, you know what completely goes off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups and sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up and power your buys and tries the right way or de-stress with some cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, Tim, after the suspension, I did see some news about where the Grizzlies apparently have some plans to alter their policies on the road and thinking maybe that this is going to prevent some of this behavior. What's the latest on those reports?
Yeah, and, you know, this is reported by The Athletic, essentially, that they are flying out of cities known for nightlife after games. And I would say that the Grizzlies aren't unique in the NBA as far as that goes. A lot of teams will fly after games on a regular basis. Obviously, you have to if you're playing a back-to-back. But there's also a lot of teams that essentially give superstars the right almost to dictate what their travel schedule looks like. You know, the Houston Rockets famously allowed James Harden to have a lot of say over what their travel schedule looked like. And listen, James Harden's a guy who was known to really enjoy the nightlife. But look, again, if you are looking to go out, you can find stuff to do in any NBA city. They left Houston the night of the game and flew to Denver. And next thing you know, Ja Morant, after the plane lands, is at old Shotgun Willie's and enjoying himself that night, despite the fact they had a game to play.
The Grizzlies as a whole, though, right? They're a legit contender to win the whole thing, even though they struggle pretty bad on the road, right? They are something like 30-5 at home, but 14-22 away from Memphis. Is there a connection, you think, between this behavior and their struggles on the road?
You know, I think that there are certainly concerns within the organization that this behavior impacts their performance on the road. And that includes in the locker room. And it was reported that there was a players-only meeting not too long before this trip to Denver. And that in that meeting, Steven Adams, who, by the way, at 29 years old, is the elder statesman on this Grizzlies roster now that they've traded Danny Green, that he addressed the team and basically said, you know, something along the lines of, hey, stop partying so much. You know, we can't be out until the wee hours of the morning. And this is one of those situations where you're talking to a room full of people, but it's for an audience of one. You know, I will say, out of curiosity, I looked up Ja's statistical splits home and road, and it's not like there's a drastic drop-off in terms of points per game, assists per game, efficiency, and all that. You can also say, okay, sure, he's putting up 27 points and 8 assists, but you know, is he as locked in on the defensive game plan? Is there that kind of focus? All that stuff you can wonder about. You know, the one thing that I will say, and I'm not telling you none of the other Grizzlies ever go out. Certainly, you know, some of these guys have had some good times on the road themselves, and you know, there's been some birthday celebrations, just like there are with any other team. But I do think that it is important to note that the people that are going out night after night after night on the road with Ja Morant are the people that he's flying from city to city, you know, the people in his inner circle and not his teammates. Ja's traveling party, honestly, it's the amount of money that he's spending to fly his dad and his friends from city to city, often private, you know, whatever the hotel lodging is, you know, the dinners, clearly they're spending a lot of money in the clubs, the courtside seats. I mean, you start to add all this up, it's a seven-figure expenditure just to keep this traveling party hopping from city to city to city. And it has become a concern because these are the people that Ja's going out with on the road on a regular basis. And obviously, the Grizzlies would prefer for that whole situation to be calmed down.
You've mentioned everyone's rooting for Ja to figure this out. Could this be sort of a silver lining situation where he gets a nice little rest? He's rested, ready. He's mentally readjusted and more focused as they head into their playoff push. Could that be the case?
Honestly, I think the silver lining could be more long term. I think the silver lining could be more like, okay, everything calmed down. Let's refocus. Let's really look at the big picture. Let's really remember what the goals and the dreams and the things you grew up hoping could happen. Let's remember those things and not let the off-court stuff prevent you from achieving your dreams. As far as this season, this obviously is a significant disruption. It's not like there's a team that's established themselves as the dominant team in the Western Conference. And, you know, Ja famously told Malika Andrews, quote, "We fine in the West." I don't think that the bravado and the belief in this team has changed, but they have some other really serious issues with injuries. Brandon Clark blew out his Achilles tendon. He's gone for the rest of this season and much of next season. Steven Adams, one of the toughest players in the league, one of the best rebounders, screeners in the league. We don't know if he's going to be able to play again this season. Even without this Ja situation, the Grizzlies really dealt a couple of difficult blows that are going to hurt their chances to make the kind of run that they thought they could. And you know, they probably still believe they can. I just don't think that it's nearly as good of a bet as it was a couple months ago. And again, that to me is more about the injuries than about Ja's situation.
Tim McMahon, thanks so much for your reporting and your perspective on this story.
Appreciate you having me.
I'm David Fleming. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you all tomorrow.